今天晚上要跟大家分享是只见耶稣。
This evening we'd like to discuss the topic, See Only Jesus.
我们一起来看马太福音十七章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音十七章。
Matthew chapter 17.
十七章的第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说，主啊，我们在这里真好，若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。门徒听见就俯伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来摸他们，说，起来，不要害怕。他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。那在这一段里面呢，我们可以看到这个耶稣带着三个所亲爱的门徒啊，到这个被帽山上啊去做祷告。
In this passage, in verse 1 to verse 8, we find that Jesus, appeared to the disciples on the mountain of transfiguration.
就在山上，他们看到耶稣变了形象。
And Jesus, transfigured on the top of the mountain.
脸放荣光，非常的明亮如日头。
And his face shone like a sun and was very bright.
那衣裳洁白如光。
And his clothes became white as light.
那在这个时候有摩西、以利亚就向他们显现。
And at this time, Moses and Elijah appeared to them.
并且在荣光里面和耶稣一同说话。
And talking, with Jesus.
后来彼得深深受这样的异象、这样的体验大大的感动。
And when Peter saw this, he was deeply touched.
说主啊，我们在这里真好。
And Peter says that it is good for us to be here.
他甚至也对耶稣说，如果可以，我们在这里搭三座棚呢。
And he even said to Jesus that if you wish, we can make three tabernacles here.
一个为耶稣，那两座棚为摩西跟以利亚。
One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
就在讲话的当中啊，又看到一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们。
And in verse 5 says that while he was speaking, there was a bright cloud that overshadowed them.
并且从这么美好的云彩美景里面有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听从他。
And out of this cloud, there was a voice saying that this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
那门徒听见这样的声音啊，就极其害怕。
And when the disciples hear this, they were, when Peter heard this, he was greatly afraid.
那耶稣就近前来对他们说不要怕。
But Jesus told them to not be afraid.
在这个时候，这个后来就看见耶稣在那里。
And they saw Jesus, by himself there.
所以这样的异象景象一过去之后，这些三个门徒看见，只看见耶稣站在那个地方。
So after this,transfiguration, they only saw Jesus at the very end.
我们从这个事迹里面，
and from this event,
我们或许大家都有这样的体验，
perhaps we all have this experience,
会碰到一些令你害怕的事情，
we may encounter something that causes us fear,
或者会碰到一些令你非常非常快乐的事情，
or we may experience something happy and joyful,
或者让你非常难过的很难忘记的事情。
Or perhaps may encounter something that is unforgettable.
在这个时候你是看到什么？
But at this present moment, what do we see?
是看到软弱的自己呢？
We see our own weak self.
还是看到非常快乐的自己呢？
Or do we see ourselves as being happy?
或者是看到自己最以为最能够引以为豪的智慧经验或能力呢？
Or do we see ourselves at the highest point of ourwisdom and knowledge and ability.
如果在最需要最重要的时刻里面，你是看到自己呢，肉体世界的情欲呢，还是只见耶稣？
And so do we see our own weakness or do we see Jesus only in the most difficult times of our lives?
如果在这种情况只看到自己，
if we only see ourselves,
我们知道人的能力最后会显出肢体的软弱来。
We know that we will, our weakness will be shown.
如果在这样的情况是看到这个属肉体情欲的世界，
If we see the material world today,
我们可能会从当中收起肉体情欲的败坏。
Perhaps we will fall in the lust of the flesh.
如果在这样最需要的时刻里面，我们所看到的是仰望的，只见到耶稣。
If in a time of need, the one we see is Jesus only,
我们就会感受到像这三个门徒彼得说在这里真好的这种见证。
We shall be able to bear the testimony just like Peter did, by saying it is wonderful for us to be here.
不但如此，还有耶稣慈爱的呼声临到他的身上。
And furthermore, the voice of Jesus, calling.
所以这个时候的我们自己就会得到很好的长进。很好的体验。
And so if we can see Jesus only, then we will have very good experiences.
就会感受到这个属世界、属神的这种征战，你是过一个得胜的生活。
And we shall be able to experience victory in this spiritual battle.
所以从这件事迹里面，主耶稣特别带这三位门徒到顿茂山上，有这样的属灵的体验呢。
Therefore, on this mountain of transfiguration, the disciples had this special experience.
后来让他们能够从内心里面真正的看到、体会到只见耶稣一人。
That in their later life, in their spiritual life, they can be able to focus themselves on Jesus.
而是不再羡慕这世界要怎么样。
And to not admire after the world.
所以后来彼得他在这件事情的转变说，希望搭三座棚，为您、为摩西、为以利亚。
So Peter here, he wanted to build three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
我们从这一段事迹里面可以想到这样属灵的这种感受。
And we can learn from this, spiritually.
所以我们也很愿意在这里很诚恳地提出几点，让我们能够真正的只看见耶稣。
So we'd like to discuss with you a few points as to how we can see Jesus only.
我们看这个第一节。
That's in chapter 17, verse 1.
这里说耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗地上了高山。
He says that after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and up to a high mountain.
上了高山去做什么？
And what is the purpose?
就是去做祷告。
They went up to pray.
所以第一点，你要想建立只见耶稣这样的信心的生活啊。
Therefore, to have a life of faith of seeing Jesus only.
就是要看重祷告。
That is, we need to first emphasize on prayer.
平安的时候你也要祷告。
We need to pray in time of peace.
这个有患难的时候更需要祷告。
We need to pray all the more in the times of tribulation.
有软弱的时候更应该祷告。
We also need to pray in times of weakness.
这是一个非常重要的一件工作。
And this is a very important task.
耶稣常常带这三个门徒啊去做祷告。
Jesus often brought his three disciples to go and pray.
我想主耶稣没有跟他们说要重视祷告，但是从这个动作每一次这样带就是要提醒他们重视祷告。
But every time Jesus led them to pray, it goes to show that Jesus wants to emphasize the importance of prayer.
那我们从圣经里面呢可以了解。
From the Bible we can see,
保罗勉励提摩太的这个保罗在写这个提摩太这个书信提摩太前后书信的时候啊
，When Paul was writing the letters to the Timothy，
他说非常愿意啊，男人能够举起圣洁的双手啊，来做祷告。
And Paul wrote that he wished that man can raise their holy hands in prayer。
不但是重视祷告
，And not only to emphasize on prayer，
而且是要举起圣洁的双手呢
，But to raise our hands of holiness。
这样祷告的馨香之气才会到主耶稣那边呢。
So that our prayer may reach the presence of God.
那在犹大书里面也这样记载。
In the book of Jude also tells us,
不但重视祷告，还要我们的祷告能够在圣灵里面祷告。
We must be able to pray in spirit.
所以祷告到要有神垂听，有神同在。
We must pray to the point that God will listen to our prayer.
就必须要像耶稣一样看重祷告，随时随地祷告。
We must be like Jesus to emphasize prayer and to pray all the time.
有时候嘴巴讲讲很简单。
Sometimes it is easy for us to pray with our lips.
真的遇到我们挣扎很困难很迷惑的事情啊，有时候跪下祷告有的人会说是一种负担啊。
But sometimes in times of tribulation, prayer may become a burden.
如果有这种想法，那你的祷告就开始没有能力了。
And if we think that way, then perhaps our prayer will be lacking faith.
这种想法要在主耶稣面前要深深的悔改。
And if we think that way, we need to repent.
祷告是得力量的源头啊。
Prayer, it is a source for us to regain strength.
所以有一首儿诗, 这个儿童诗歌, 这样子唱的啊。
And there was a children's choir, a children's hymn that goes like this.
里面歌词这样写啊。
And the lyrics go like this.
多祷告多得能力恩典。
The more that we pray, the more grace and blessings we
shall receive. 少祷告就少得能力恩典啊。
And the less we pray, the less grace and blessings
we receive. 没有祷告就没有得能力恩典啊。
And without prayer, we will not receive any grace and blessings.
常常祷告就常常得了。
And if we pray often, we shall receive blessings often.
这个祷告真的是非常非常重要。
And for prayer, it is a very important task.
祷告生活不是一种口号。
The life of prayer, it is not only a slogan.
实在是我们体验耶稣基督生命一个最好的方法。
Rather, it is the best way for us to receive the grace of Jesus.
也是能够让我们能够分别属灵世界一个很好的一个征战生活的一个方法。
It is also a very important tool for us to discern good and evil.
我在台湾啊, 听到一个弟兄这样做见证。
In Taiwan, there was a testimony of a brother.
因为我们台湾这个年龄到了, 一定要当兵啊, 服役2年到3年啊。
In Taiwan, people have to go to military service for a military of 2 or 3 years.
我们这个青年是抽到服役2年的。
And this youth, he was selected to go for 2 years.
后来在中心啊, 受训3个月, 然后就被下派到基地里面服。
After a 3 month training period, he was sent to the training ground.
到了基地的服务跟在中心的训练不一样了。
And when he was sent to the military base, that was different from the training center.
每一次要出操或者是实战演习，这个战争的演习了，或者什么这种操演呐，都要事先都做这个团体的这个办。
And every time that before they go out for a military exercise or training, they need to worship their Buddha first.
所以有时候碰到初一十五啊，因为这个军中很怕出事情啊，一出事情长官就会被惩戒，然后怎么样？所以有的长官会带领这个部这个全体这个士兵啊做这个拜拜的工作。
And every time on the 1st or the 15th of the month, because they try to avoid any mishaps, so the leader or the sergeant would lead the entire group to worship the idol together.
结果因为这个弟兄听到有这样的事,
and because this youth realized that there was this event,
有一天真的碰到了,
and once he encountered that,
他们整个几个连啊, 一起出操, 然后要做这个一段时间的这个演习。
And their entire unit was to go out together for a military exercise.
所以军队里面呢, 非常看重这件事。
And this was a very important military exercise.
所以营长就特别出来训话。
The leader of the unit came out to give him a speech.
训话完了以后,
afterwards,
然后要全体这个军兵呢, 能够在营长的带领之下, 他要拿香, 然后来拜拜, 让这一次的演习顺利成功。
And all the soldiers in his unit have to bow down and worship the idol.
那后来就喊口令了。
And so later, there was some commands given out.
就这样做拜拜了, 要敬礼呢。
And so all the soldiers have to worship this idol.
所有的人都敬礼啊, 这么多人的这个军兵啊, 只有一个人没有敬礼, 站在那边这么直的。
And there was one who did not bow down to the idol.
后来那个班长就来了。
And so later, the captain came to see him.
就骂我们这个弟兄啊。
And began to rebuke this brother of ours.
你为什么不拜呢?
And criticizing him for not bowing down.
如果整个这个军兵啊, 如果有什么事情不顺利, 那怎么办呢?
What will happen if something wrong happens?
哦,这样骂他啊。
And so he was rebuked.
后来那个营长就看到了。
And so the head of the unit,
营长也过来骂。
He also came and rebuked him.
他就问这个弟兄,你拜还是不拜?
And he asked our brother whether or not he will bow down to worship or not.
弟兄说,我不拜。
And our brother said he will not.
因为我信真耶稣教会,我们不能拜。
Because he believed in the true church, and therefore he refused.
营长就生气了。
So he became very angry.
什么教会真假?
And how can you call yourself the true church?
虽然我们弟兄啊，他只回答该回答的部分，他心里一直在祷告神呢。
And but this brother, he continued to pray in silence.
哦，这个营长很生气啊。
And so the captain was very angry.
转过身就拔他的手枪，就对准我们这个弟兄啊，你拜就不拜。
He pulled his handgun and put it on his head and forcing him to.
我们这个弟兄真的感谢主啊。
And our brother, we thank God.
越祷告越有信心啊。
The more you pray, the more fervent and
faithful. 站在很直，对不起，这个跟我的信仰有抵触。
He stands very firm and he apologized, saying that this is against my religion.
当这个营长拿枪对准这个弟兄的时候啊。 对准他的脸的时候啊，在这个时候有辅导长了、连长了、这个副连长、排长就围着我们这个弟兄说：“请营长，不要冲动啊。”And
so when the gun was pointing at his head, there were some people who came to his side to ask him not to do anything too hasty.
神感动这些人围着我们那个弟兄哎。And
so God allowed these people to come to his aid.
那这个营长又太生气了，他就不想管这件事。
And so he simply walked away.
后来这个副营长就跟我们弟兄讲，不然这样好了，你就一天出去做劳动服务了。And
so later he was advised to go out for a one day day labor.
你今天就不要出去演习了。And
you don't have to go out for the military training.
平常听到劳动服务会很难过呢，什么劳被划劳动服务啊。And
to go out for labor work, it is.
但是这个青年弟兄心里满心感谢主呢。But
his brother, he was very thankful to God.
只要不拜，做什么都可以的。As
long as he does not worship idol, he can.
哇，他马上说是，他真的跑去劳动服务。So
he went out for labor and cleaning.
叫他去整理那个军房旁边一块空地啊，其实不到一个小时就整理好了，他一天都凉凉了。And
he was in charge of going out and cleaning this yard besides the camp.
他体验到真的祷告神给他开路。
We experienced the fact that by prayer, God will open the way.
自从那个时候啊,
from that time on,
所有跟他有关系的这些军官士兵啊，都叫他耶稣，哦，耶稣来了。And
all the other ones call him Jesus.
所以只要跟拜拜有关系的，他们都不要叫这个弟兄参加。So
as long as there's anything to do with idol worshiping,
这件事情在那个营部很有名啊。And
this was quite a famous news.
过了两天。
2 days later,
有一个弟兄就跑过来了,
a brother came,
士兵啊,
he was one of the soldiers,
就跟他讲, 听说你是那个两天前那个人家在拜拜的时候你不拜的, 一个有名的人物,
and heard about what he did a couple days ago,
那个弟兄说是啊,我是啊,
and the brother says that I am the one,
这个士兵就问他, 请问你信什么教会?
So he asked him, what church do you go to?
这个弟兄回答说：“我信真耶稣教会啊。”And
brother says that I go to Jesus Church.
另外那个说：“我也是啊。”And
the other one says that I am also the same church.
哎，这个弟兄讲奇怪，你也是？那一样在一个营部，为什么只有我一个没有进去拜拜？你怎么没事？他就低下头说：“我信心祷告，我有点头了。”And
so the brother says that because I'm weak in faith, I also bow down, and because I'm of my weak faith.
后来感谢主啊。 这个弟兄看到这个弟兄信心好，他们两个常常去聚会啊，也被影响。这个弟兄后来慢慢好了。So
the other brother's faith was gradually revived, because these two they work together, to strengthen their faith.
所以真的，我们说要重视这个祷告。So
we say that prayer is important.
真的，我们在任何时间、任何地方需要很急迫，甚至最快乐、最平安，你都要祷告神、感谢神、荣耀归于神呢。
Therefore, no matter what kind of circumstance we may be in, we need to pray to God to strengthen our faith.
我当时听到这个弟兄在做见证的时候，我内心也非常感动。
And when I heard the testimony of his brother, I was also touched.
他的家里人也不在身边。
His family, he was not with his family.
他差不多才19岁。
He was only 19.
他就能够对自己的信仰负责，对神负责。
But yet he was able to be responsible towards his own faith.
所以今天有很多不好的思想。
Today there are many evil thoughts,
不好的做法,
there are many evil deeds,
甚至不好的文化背景,
even there are some evil cultural.
只要是会影响圣经真理的原则，真的我们要靠祷告来胜过，来去除这些不对的事。
And if these are against the biblical teaching, we should overcome them through prayer.
信仰哪里还有分不同国籍或不同种族的呢？
How can our faith be differentiated by race or country.
神的国度是不分国籍，不分种族，只要他拣选的，都可以进去神的国度里面了。
In the kingdom of God, there is no distinction between different races of people.
所以应该要以真理为原则啊。
Therefore, we must use the truth as the basis.
这样祷告下去才有力量。Only
then our prayer will be effective.
天理的真理用肉身的想法，属肉体的、属世界的，就没有办法看到，只见耶稣这种见证。
But if we deviate from the truth, we will not be able to see Jesus only.
后来这个弟兄啊，他除了有好的信仰的经历，又靠祷告，他的行为生活表现不错，所以常常放假的，好像没有当兵一样啊。
And there, this brother, because of his good deeds, he was often given a day off.
这个见证是我4年前听到的。
And this was a testimony that I heard 4 years ago.
真的感谢主。
I thank God.
如果我们教会的青年都能够有这种使命，这种认知来负对自己信仰来负责任的，相信呢，教会就有很多的动员了。
If all of us can be responsible towards our faith, just like this brother, then we believe that there will be many pillars in our church.
这种认知一定要从祷告生活里面做起。
Therefore, this type of recognition must begin from prayer.
我们再来看第二点。
Let's study the second point.
请看马太福音17章。
Matthew 17.
17章的第二节到第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
这里看到耶稣变了形象。
Here they saw Jesus transfigured.
脸明亮如日头放光。
His face shone like the sun.
衣裳变洁白如光。
His clothes became as white as light.
而且有摩西、以利亚显现同耶稣说话。
Moses, Elijah appeared and talking to him.
这个就是在灵里面的改变。
And this is a spiritual transformation.
所以第二点就是我们要想过一个只见耶稣这样信心生活的见证，就是要在灵里面得到改变。
To live a life of seeing only Jesus, we need to change.
我们信耶稣归入真实教会要受洗啊，然后还要领受圣灵啊。
As a member of the true church, we need to be baptized and receive Holy Spirit.
我们成为了耶稣基督的儿女了。
We become the children of Jesus.
我们不单单这个心里要得到这样的改变。
Not only that our heart needs to be transformed.
行为也要得到洁白，也要改变呢。
Our deed must also be cleansed.
如果受洗前你是旧的人，常常做不义的事，受洗完了，罪得赦免，行为改换一新，内心也能够得到这样的改变。
And after baptism, our hearts are transformed, and yet our deeds must also be renewed.
以前贪爱罪的生活,
in the past, we live in sin.
现在喜欢行真理，有神同在的生活,
but now we need to practice the truth and do what is right
in front of God. 这个就是在主里面,灵里面的改变。
And this is the spiritual transformation.
说起来,我们这个血肉之体啊,
and as we as we live in flesh and blood,
不是永远的。
This flesh and blood does not endure forever.
如果照顾不好，反而毁坏的很快啊。
If we do not take care of it, our bodies will deteriorate.
像生病啦，或者你生活习惯不好，这个身体很容易就坏掉了，有些器官就生病了。
It's very easy for us to be ill and sick for various reasons.
就算你好好照顾这个肉身的身体，
even if we try to take care of our own health,
最多也不过几十年啊。
And perhaps we may live for a few decades.
我们看圣经怎么说。
But what does the Bible tell us?
请看哥林多前书15章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书15章。 15章的50节。
Chapter 15 verse 50.
50节，弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的果，必朽坏的，不能承受不朽坏。 在这里告诉我们一个非常重要的一个认识。
Here the Bible tells us,
说血肉之体不能承受神的果呢。
The flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
神用尘土造我们，将气吹在我们这个始祖亚当的鼻孔里啊，成为有灵的人呢。
When God created Adam and God breathed his breath into the nostrils of Adam, become a living man.
但是传道书12章7节那边又这样记载。
But in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7 tells us,
将来这个血肉之体啊，这个尘土归于尘土，灵要归于世灵的神啊。
That the spirit will return to God and the dust shall return to dust.
所以血肉之体不能承受那个神的国呢，必朽坏了。
Therefore flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, for it will be corrupted.
但是我们的内心要 一天比一天还要新。
But our hearts must be renewed day by day.
血肉会毁坏没有错，肢体会毁坏。
It is true that our body will deteriorate.
但是我们的内心，我们的心灵，神都在看呢。
But God sees our heart.
我们这个可以努力去把它去做好的。
We strive to strengthen our spirit.
所以保罗他也是这样勉励。
Therefore, Apostle Paul encouraged us.
我们一起来看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的十七节
，verse 17，
那十六节
，verse 16，
十六节，所以我们从今以后不凭外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。那在这里这样告诉我们呢
？Here the Bible tells us，
我们很多的想法、观念、做事，真的。不能凭外貌来认的。
There are many things that we cannot view according to our appearance.
一个不认识耶稣基督的人，他常常就凭着世界啊所经过、所做过的这些思想观念来论断耶稣的。
One who does not know Jesus will criticize according to our appearance.
但是等到他接受、领受了、认识这个耶稣基督的时候，他知道他的过去是旧人，现在新的人是应该具备有新的心的。
When this person comes to know Jesus, he will realize that the old things are past and everything is new.
真的，凡事都要从内心里面去感受、去追求、去体验，让愿意让我们的心跟生活行为动作在圣灵里面得到改变。
So we need to experience from our hearts spiritual transformation.
这个才是一个真正。努力要想见到耶稣的人的一个很好的生活。
Therefore, this is the thing that we need to strive after as a disciple of Jesus.
有一个神学院刚毕业的一个刚刚当传道的学生啊。
And there was a brother who just graduated from the theological seminary and was about to become a minister.
这个是在八年前的事。
And this happened about 8 years ago.
那个刚毕业的这个。新任的传道
，and this new minister who just graduated，
他心里这样想
，he thought to himself，
他第一次出去协助这个其他教会的这个灵恩布道会
，the first time he go out to assist in the spiritual convocation，
因为在我们那个教区里面呢、啊，去协助的就一个传道是他要负责从第一天一直讲道理讲到这个圣餐礼的结束
，and he was the only one sent to that church。Therefore, he had to deliver the sermon from the beginning to the end.
所以这个喉咙都要特别照顾好的。
Therefore, he needed to take care of his throat.
照顾不好，你看那几天就没办法讲了。
Otherwise, he would not be able to speak.
但是这个在那一位刚刚毕业当传道的这个新手来讲呢
，But for him, who is a new minister,
这个还不是重点。
And he did not focus on that.
他在祷告准备。
He was emphasizing on prayer.
他心里这样想。
He thought himself,
我到底要带什么恩典过去？而且我有很多经验不知道。
And what should I bring with me? Because I am lacking in experience.
所以他很战战兢兢地准备神的道。
Therefore, fearfully he was preparing his sermons.
而且他也为了做这样的工作，一直准备他的心，准备他的生活一切的动作。
He was preparing his life and his everything for this convocation.
后来时间到，他一个人就这样开车。去协助开了几个小时才到那个地方。
So when the time came, he drove for several hours to reach that church.
结果在那一次啊，真的神大大同工。
And God truly blessed him that time.
刚那个教会也非常同心合意。
And all the members of the church were in one heart and mind.
一条心。
With they all had the same mind.
所有的信徒、教会的工作人就是为了做好这个灵恩布道会。
Everyone in the church was focused on this convocation.
把这个重要的盛会把它去做好。
And they wanted to be able to have good results.
所以有的请假
some they took a day off.
因为上班了，你很早就知道这个时间什么时候开，他把他的休假就全部就放在那几天了，真的有心呐。
So they put their vacation days on the days when they're having a convocation.
不但这样，之前的准备一直跟这个教会负责人传道，一直去访问的。
And the board members went out with the ministers to go out and visit many brothers and sisters.
人家有宴席。人家有这个吃喝的事情，你都可以请假，为什么灵恩布道会就不能请呢
？And there's no reason why they could not take a day off to attend the convocation.
表示你根本不看重这件事啊。
And if they do not come, it shows that they are not emphasizing
the importance. 那边是一个中型的教会, 但是他们几乎都有这种心理的准备。
And that was a mid-sized church, but everyone in the church had the same preparation.
后来在那一次得到圣灵后，受洗的十几个,
over 10 people were baptized.
神迹见证在那一次, 差不多有八件还九件，我记不起来。
And there were about 8 or 9 miracles or visions.
从祷告出来的神迹见证。
The miracles are in prayer.
有一个他是拿着拐杖上石膏，然后进来听道理，后来祷告。
And there was a newcomer who came with a cat, and he came to pray.
他是坐在这个第一排啊,
he was sitting on the first pews.
就这样坐着，他也得到圣灵哎。
And he was, and when he was praying while he was sitting,
我们传道到还没有起来按手，他就得到圣灵哎。
And that was even before the ministers lay hand upon him.
哇，得到圣灵就在那个椅子啊，这个坐着这样跳起来，没有跌倒哎。
And he began to be moving up and down on the chair without falling.
我要起来按手的时候，我看到那一幕，我就感动的掉眼泪了。And
when I saw that, I was moved into tears.
那后来啊，他不用那两只拐杖哎。And
later he did not have to use his crutches.
他说这个石膏拿掉。He
was able to take off his cast.
哎，我们也这个也很大家教会都很担心的，这个拿掉就不得了了。And
we thought that something wrong might happen.
但是他执意要拿掉,
but he wanted to take off his cast.
后来就真的拿掉,
and so the cast was taken off.
就这样子走在众人面前，他能走路了。
He was able to walk before all the people.
那感谢主,
and so we thank God.
对于这个年轻的传道人呢,
for this young minister,
最重要他有一个感受,
and he has a very important feeling.
刚好那边有一个传道娘啊, 因为他们是也住在那个地方啊。 他看到了这样的情形。And
there was a wife of a minister who stayed there and she witnessed the miracle.
就每当这个教会的传道到台上奉主耶稣圣名开始证道的时候,
and she said that whenever she sees this minister go up to preach,
不管是晚上的布道会，白天的这个灵恩会啊,
whether it was during the day or night,
这个传道鸟还有另外一个姐妹，他们都看到这个台上啊，没有这些讲台啊，变成那个 启示录讲的那个玻璃的，还有蓝宝石什么，那种景象。
And they saw that on the pulpit there was not the podium, but rather it was like the as described in Revelation.
那看到那个讲道的人跟翻译的人呢，都不是他们原来的人，都变成穿洁白的衣服，这个人也变成非常白啊。
And they saw that the persons preaching are wearing white garments and are very pure and spotless.
中间站了一个很高大的主耶稣,
in the middle of them there are still Jesus.
是后来这个年轻的这个传道,
so this young minister,
他感受到这件事情是从第一天到最后一天圣餐里全部结束吃爱餐的时候，那一位传道娘跟另外一个姐妹 把所看到的意象啊，每一天看到的才讲出来的。
And this was the vision that witnessed by the sister.
哇，这个刚好当时的区负责也在，注目传道也在，还有那一个来协助的传道也在。
And several ministers were there, and even the regional coordinator was there.
哇，他讲出来以后，大家都非常感谢主。
And when this vision was told, and everyone was very thankful to God.
最后一天的这个灵恩会的时候，那个 当时的那位居护者也来了。
On the last day of the convocation, the regional coordinator was there.
那在吃饭听到这样的见证啊,
and when they heard this testimony,
我这个刚刚毕业的这个传道听到以后，他心里非常非常的感动。
And this new minister, he was very deeply touched.
赶紧啊，吃简单吃饱一下，跑到传道房啊，感谢主耶稣啊，把这些荣耀都归给主。
And at this meal, he went and prayed and gave all the glory to God.
所以对这位这个年轻的传道工人来讲，他真的感受到在主里面圣灵带领如何要做好圣工的这样的体验。So
for this young minister, he experienced what it required for the guidance and abidance.
他在祷告中深深的了解，原来做神的工啊，真的是要改变自己的内心，然后要能够全心投入去做好大大小小的工作。
He came to the understanding that he need to change himself and to devote himself totally to the work of God.
所以对于那位刚毕业年轻的传道, 深深不可能忘记这样的体验。
So this was something that he could not forget his entire life.
所以我们真的要能够常常在主里面得到真正的改变。
We need to often change ourselves truly in the Lord.
比如说思想的观念的改变。
For example, changes in our thoughts.
这个心里不好的想法的改变要拿掉。
We need to take away the evil thoughts in our hearts.
生活动作一切的行为是不好的也要拿掉。
We also need to put away the bad deeds.
就算这个工作很好赚钱，可以赚很多，但是违背真理，你还是不要去接受这样的工作。
And also, we should not involve ourselves in any type of work that is against the teaching.
有这样的认知，就是愿意啊，被主借着他的灵得到改变。
And if we have this recognition, then the Spirit of God will change us.
我们再来看这个马太福音十七章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音十七章，十七章里面我们看到第四节，彼得对主耶稣说
，Verse four，
说我们在这里真好。
Peter here says that it is good for us to be here.
能够从内心感动说这样的话，而且表达在言语行为当中啊。
And to be able to say this, and to be able to express this in the presence of Jesus.
这个就是尊主为大的这种感谢、称颂还有动作。
And this is to show that Peter regards the Lord Jesus as the greatest.
所以我们要能够行一个只见耶稣的这样的信仰生活啊。
To have a life of faith of seeing Jesus only,
就必须要过一个尊主为大的这种这样的感恩这样的动作。
We need to respect the Lord.
你凡事以主耶稣为中心 为首啊。
And to put Jesus first in our lives.
你就会感受到那种能够战胜，那种能够通过各样操练后软弱生活的这样的经历和体验。
And we shall be able to experience the experiences beyond our comprehension and in our daily lives.
我看到在访问的时候啊，有的信徒家里会挂一个基督是我家之主。
And many of us have this sign in our household that, that Jesus is the Lord of our house.
感谢主，这很好啊。
And this is a good sign.
甚至有的会写挂这个主是平安。
And someone even says that Jesus is peace.
有一次我看到一个信徒他挂这个在门写基督是我家之主。
Once there was a sign inside the door of a member saying that Jesus Christ is the head in my household.
后来我就带着一种风趣的口语就问这一对夫妻了。
And so I asked this couple,
我说你们挂这个如果有意见不合的话会不会来看看这句话，
saying that if you have any disagreements, will you come and read this?
先生没有回答。
The husband did not answer.
太太马上回答，哦，对啊，我先生生气，我马上叫他说你去门口那边看，那边有这个匾额挂在那边，基督是我家之主的。
And but the wife immediately answered, and then she always tells the husband to go and read the sign.
挂这个是好意啊，重点就是要真的把活的耶稣基督啊，真的成为我们一切生活的主宰了。
It is important that we regard the Lord Jesus as the head in our daily lives.
但是不是用那个东西哈、哦、来做这个挡箭牌了，还是什么了哈、
啊、？But that should not be used as any kind of a weapon or defense.
但是另外我看到有人挂那个主事平安那个牌子在客厅的啊。
Sometimes I see people have this plaque saying that the Lord is peace.
我不知道大家有没有听过在台湾有发生过这样的事情。
And there's something that happened in Taiwan.
有一对夫妻也是信主也是基督徒的。
There was a couple who was also Christians.
就在客厅啊挂这个主事平安。
And they have this plaque in their wall saying that the Lord Jesus is peace.
但是看到那个画面，再看到那个匾额“主是平安”，看得非常难过。
But when they see that, they are very sorrowful.
原来啊，这个画面是出现在电视机里面。
Because this happened to be on television.
是在新闻报道里面。
And this was seen on a television news.
说这个先生啊，跟太太吵架。
That the husband and wife, they were quarreling.
气得不得了。
And they were very angry.
太太脾气也很硬。
And they were both full of 生气，在最生气的当中决定了一件事。 And so the husband decided to do one thing.
拿一把刀。
He took the knife.
冲到房间去把那个太太砍了三十几刀，砍死了。And
went and stabbed his wife for 30 some times.
然后又向自己的脖子了、手了、胸部这样插进去，也死了，就趴在这个太太的身上。And
he also slashed himself and he also died on top of his wife.
留下三个小小年纪的孩子躲在房间的角落。 又哭又怕又发抖。And
the three surviving children, they were crying in the rooms.
这个时候是摄影记者，就先从主事平安客厅那边照，再照到房间，那个血迹斑斑的，还有那三个可怜的小孩。So
television news crew, they with their video camera, they took a shot of the living room and they go inside the bedroom.
起初愿意有神赐他平安。They
wanted the Lord to give them peace.
但是他不能过一个尊主伟大的生活。
But yet they did not live a life of putting Jesus first.
碰到事情用人的方法去解决,
they try to use human means to solve the problem.
所以他只看到人的气氛,
if all they can see is the human anger,
最后看到人血迹斑斑的罪恶出来,
and towards the end, we see the result of
human anger.
We cannot see Jesus.
所以人在生气给魔鬼留地步就会被这个气给盖住, 看不见耶稣。
If we leave room for Satan, we will be overcome by the anger.
圣经记载有许多的古圣徒，真的都在过一些尊主伟大的生活。And
many of the saints in the Old Testament, they live a life of fearing the Lord and respecting
God. 我们也是要这样告诉我们自己啊。So
we need to tell ourselves,
时时刻刻想法、观念、做法要尊主伟大，以神为中心啊。Whatever
we do, we need to put Jesus first.
有时候这样讲很简单，学习起来碰到事情不容易，但是我们还是要这样走，这样学，真的会看到耶稣与我们同在的见证。We
realize that it is easier said than done, but if we can truly practice this, we'll have very good experiences.
我们再来看马太福音十七章。Coming
back to Matthew chapter 17.
十七章的第五节到第八节。Verse
5 through verse 8.
那在这里谈到说有光明的云彩遮盖他们。
There was a bright cloud that overshadowed them.
光明的云彩，他们所看到这么漂亮的景象，是一个意象。And
this was a vision.
所以我们说，光明的云彩是一个神的引导。A
bright cloud this signifies God's guidance.
这个以色列人，这个要行走，这个要逃避埃及法老王的追杀，往红海的时候，这个白天有云柱，晚上有这个云彩啊。
When the Israelites were about to cross the Red Sea in the wilderness,
有这个火柱啊,
they were led by the pillars of cloud and fire.
所以这个云彩的出现,
therefore the appearance of this cloud,
是在意象中里面也是代表着神的引导啊,
was during the vision and it signifies God's guidance.
后来从云彩里面有声音这样说,
and out of this cloud there was a voice,
指着主耶稣说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的, 你们要听从他,
saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, hear him.
这一段话就是指着神的话,
and this was the word of God.
所以我们想过一个只见有耶稣这种荣美见证的生活,
to live a life of seeing only Jesus,
就要有神的引导跟神的话作为我们的这个带领啊。
We need to have the word of God as to serve as guidance.
人缺乏了神的话，就缺乏了神的引导。Without
the word of God, we will lose God's guidance.
在金门呢，有一个外省人呢，叫曾鲁啊。In
Kinmen, one of the islands off of Taiwan, there was a brother.
在金门啊，他是一个外省人。And
he came from mainland China.
他的闽南语不是很好。
And he could not speak Taiwanese very well.
他有一次参加我们西区教区的这个长青组的神学院这个长青组神学训练班.
And he came to our senior members fellowship.
60岁以上.
And that was for people over 60.
一直到80几岁的也有人参加.
And there were some even attending. In their 80s.
所以他不知道从哪里听到，特别向总会神学报名，所以也参加我们所举办的这个长青组的神学训练班.
So he signed up to attend the senior members' theological seminar.
结果他在报名的时候，刚好站在 到这个服务台的旁边呢、啊，跟他打招呼。
And when he was registering to attend, I was standing there and I saw him.
那这个服务的这个姐妹就问他说：“请问你的名字是什么？”他要帮他写啊。
And so the people at the registration desk asked him for his name.
他的中文名字是曾经的曾啊，那个念曾，鲁国的鲁啊，曾鲁。
His name was 曾鲁。
结果他不讲国语的。
But he did not say this in Mandarin.
他用那个他讲不好的台语发音呢。
But yet he pronounced it in Taiwanese.
曾鲁他念成锦诺。
And which means that in Taiwanese it means that it is quite bad.
我本来没有注意他。
And at first I did not pay
attention.
But yet his voice is quite loud.
我什么名字叫锦诺？
And what is his name?
锦诺闽南语的意思，那个话就是没有用的意思啊。
In Taiwanese, his name means useless.
我就转过来看，哎，这么特别的学生。
So I turned around and to see this person of such a.
刚好满60岁。
He was 60.
刚信主没有多久了。
And he was, he has just been baptized.
他这个信主也是非常奇妙。
And the process of his coming to believe.
刚好我们的这个教会在那边，这个做这个布道，这个布道会啊，在金门这个地方啊。
And our church was having a convocation at this place.
他就是想说他要来参加这个教会的布道会。
And he wanted to attend our evangelical service.
他说奇怪呢，心中就有这样想，说找一个教会来参加。
And he has this thought in his mind that he wanted to go to our church.
他一个人就骑单车呢，从他住的地方啊。
So he rode his bicycle.
一直骑一直找。
And he went around the different villages.
哇，骑了几十公里呢。
And for about 10 or 15 hours.
绕来绕去。
And he went around and around.
最后绕到我们教会门口呢。
Finally he arrived at our church.
哇，人家问他你怎么来的。
And they asked him, how did you arrive here?
我是耶稣带来的。
And he said, Jesus brought me here.
哇，就是讲话很自信，很肯定呢。
He spoke with great confidence.
哇，感谢主。
And so we thank God.
他的个性这样硬。
Even though he was so stubborn.
他慕道真的很热诚啊。
But yet he was very fervent in seeking the truth.
后来在那边的这个负责的传道就给他受洗了。
And so later he was baptized.
受洗后不久啊。
And not long afterwards.
因为他这个弟兄是国家培养的杀手啊，水鬼王，他很厉害。
And he was a trained killer by the of this country, and he was.
国家培养的杀手都是以后退休都是特甲级的流氓啊。
And he was a trained professional killer, and many of them later became gangsters.
他有一个最不好的习惯。
He had a very bad habit.
偏爱赌博。
He liked to gamble.
赌博可以丢掉他的生命啊，那个还没信主的时候。
And through gambling, he almost lost his life.
尤其他发脾气，人家都让他。
And when he became angry, everyone had to
deal with it. 他这样跟我讲啊。
So he told me.
他说我还没信主，每一个人怕我。
Before I believed in Jesus, everyone was afraid of me.
大家都知道我是国家培养的杀手。
Everyone knew that I was a trained killer.
他真的感受了。
And so he was able to do it.
他常常被派做特别任务啊。
He was often assigned to special projects.
所以动作真的敏捷。
And he was very quick and agile.
但是信主耶稣以后，我都被人家欺负的，我忍耐，我不烦了。
He said after believing Jesus, he would not lay a hand on anyone else.
他说主耶稣好厉害。
He says that Jesus is indeed.
我以为我厉害，他比我更厉害。
He said that I thought I was great, but Jesus.
我不会学他的口气跟那个腔调哈，因为听他讲的就很闹啊。
And the way that he expressed that was quite funny.
这个弟兄啊，受洗不久以后，
and not long after he was baptized,
他从家里骑单车来了。
He rode his bicycle to church.
快要到教会的地方了。
He was almost arriving at church.
哎，这个时候一种考验啦。
And he encountered a trial.
他看到时间，哎，还一个小时才10点嘛，安息日聚会嘛。
He thought that it's about an hour until service time.
他看到什么地方呢？
And so what did he see?
就是看到那个过去常常去赌博的那一间呐、啊。
He saw this place that he used to go and gamble.
那开到那边，这个摩托车骑起变慢，慢慢过去，想去又不敢去。
And so when he was riding his bike, his speed slowed down.
过去不到10公尺，干脆就脚踏车就停在那边了。
So about 10 meters past, he stopped his bike.
然后把圣经赞美诗拿下来。 手还会发抖呢。哇，信主了，这个旧的行为要拿掉怎么办？心里痒啊，怎么办？
And his heart was itching to go gamble, but he was holding the Bible in his hand.
他就后来说，啊，算了，我这没有人看了。
And so later he thought that since nobody is watching,
我去看看就好，我不要玩。
I'm going to go and take a look. I will not gamble.
去看看，他想说还可以控制了，看看可以了。
He thought that he can go just go and see.
去到那个赌博间了，他进到门口啊，他把圣经大本师就放在门口旁边的桌子，说：“主啊，对不起啊，我现在暂时，你不要看我一下，好紧。”
So he went in and put his Bible at the doorstep and he apologized to Jesus.Did not look at him.
他就进去看人家要赌了。
So he went inside to see other people gamble.
哇，看着就不行了。
And he could not stop.
他觉得这玩的人比他过去的技术笨了。哎呀，这怎么笨了？
He thought that the people there do not have very good skills.
所以他就推一个说，我要开始，他说，我玩给你看。
So he pushed this guy aside and said, "Let me show you."
他刚刚说，我玩给你看了，那个手这样就糟糕了。
And when he did that, he was in trouble.
他是国家培养的杀手哎。
He was a trained professional.
王给你看，那个手就这样硬了呢，一直抽筋呢。
And when he did that, he began to have a muscle spasm.
就这样子从那个椅子上面就掉下来呢。
And he fell from his chair.
我原来你在赌博方法是这样啊，人家这样想啊。
A lot of people thought that this is the way you gamble.
他真的抽筋了，吓呆了。
So he had a spasm and he was in shock.
不但抽筋，痛得不得了。
And he was also in great pain.
他这个时候心里就有。这样的感动啊！啊，神的话说，真的，成为信道的人怎么可以再去做救人的事呢？
So that's why he had this experience that he has become a new man. He should not go back.
救的人是罪人做的事啊。
The old things are done by the old self.
你已经领受过荣美的见证，在神的面前受洗了。
You have been baptized under the glory of God.
得到这样很好的神的引导，神的意象。也得到神的话要来帮助你，为什么又在做这件事呢？
And since he has been saved by the Lord, how could he go back and to his old deeds?
你以为你有力量，你以为你有办法，神在天上都看得很清楚，但那时候心里的感动都这样想呢。
And he thought that he has the means to control, but yet he does not.
就在这个时候，他在心里面祷告神悔改，我错了，他一直流泪。
At that moment, he prayed to God in his heart and repent in tears.
哎，这个时候他这样的流泪悔改啊。慢慢就好起来，马上冲出去拿圣经上面去跑到教会啊！你一直祷告很久嘞。
After he repented, he got up, grabbed his Bible, and he ran to church to repent.
所以在第四这个第五节到第八节里面呢、啊、
，So in verse 5 to verse 8,
既然有神的意象、神的引导，又有声音指着神的话，这个就是荣美的见证。
Here we find a wonderful testimony of there by the apostle.
我们要常常数算神的恩典。
We need to often count the blessings of God.
要常常记得神的带领。
Remember God's guidance.
这个荣美的见证要常常随着我们陪伴一生。
And this testimony must accompany us all the days of our life.
每一个人都有自己信仰的体验啊。
We must all have our personal experience.
如果你珍惜这个神给你的见证的力量帮助，就成为荣美的恩典生活。
If we treasure this experience, it will serve as a good testimony.
你就不容易失去神的恩典了。
It will not be easy for us to lose the grace of God.
如果一生能够这样走，那你一辈子就会常常过着只见耶稣的这种信仰生活。
If we can do this all our lives, then we can only see Jesus.
所以从这一段里面
，from this passage,
我们刚才提出了四点的学习。
We can learn four things.
第一点就是要看重祷告。
First is to emphasize on prayer.
第二点是要在主的灵里面得到改变。
Second is to transform ourselves.
第三点是要过一个尊主为大的生活。
Third, to live a life of putting Jesus first.
第四点就是要常常思念拥有荣美的见证。
And the fourth is to often think about this wonderful testimony and experience.
你这个人才是真的过一个更新，在主里面得到美好改变的生活。
Then we can live a new life in Jesus.
所以保罗他有立志的几个方向。
That is why Apostle Paul, he was determined.
有一个方向就是立志得主喜悦。
He was determined to please God.
这个很重要。
And this was important.
因为将来我们大家都要在基督台前，人还有所有的事、所有的话都要显露在主的面前。
But one day all our speech and all our deeds shall be shown in the presence of God.
我们能够及早过着一个只看见耶稣，培养这样的信心，所生出来这样柔美见证的生活。这是一个好的感谢主的生活。
So if we can live a life of seeing only Jesus, we shall have good experiences through our lives.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless us.